Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual with my boy Father Time. Time, what's good, dog?
What's happening, man?
Nah, hey, man, I'm chilling. Fucking around with Morgan Freeman King tonight. Man, hey. Look. Hey, before we get into anything, man, I told this nigga I'm going to put his ass out, and I'm going to put his ass out, man. Now, you know who I'm talking about, Morgan Freeman King over here.
Nigga, yeah, I know you're talking about.
While we sitting out yesterday, now I'm going to put part one out. Yesterday, we out rolling, right? Motherfucker say, man, I'm going to stop and give me something to eat. I said, okay. I said, hey, nigga, grab me a burger. I said, hey, you got enough to get me a burger, nigga? This nigga, you know what he told me? Not really. Not really, but yeah. The fuck is not really, but yeah?
I mean, if he really don't want it bad, but if you hungry,
right.
He'll buy
it. Right. Hold on, man. I'm going to put you on in a second. Now, part two of this today. We sitting there cooling right before the show. Come on, man. I noticed that, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got my phone on me, right? So I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, damn, dog, take me to get my phone. Man, do you know this motherfucker did like 10 miles an hour? I'm like, dude, I need my phone ASAP. ASAP, I need my phone. Man, this motherfucker, if y'all ever seen Kevin Hart, that motherfucker, the manager, hey, he got to check the head, the rearview mirror, snap his fingers and everything. This how this nigga did me today. Nigga, I damn near didn't make it for the show fucking with Morgan Freeman King.
What you call him, Morgan Freeman King?
Man, driving Miss Daisy. Man, this motherfucker. Then looked at me like, oh, man. Man, there was a car in front of us. I'm like, dog, could you bust around the car? Oh, man. Now, you know just like I know how this motherfucker drives. But now today, he can't bust today. He can't bust. Oh, man, it's a car in front of me. What the fuck you mean it's a car? Nigga, go around this motherfucker. Dog, I don't know. What's up? Morgan Freeman was tripping today, dog.
Ooh-wee. Then the motherfucker drive crazy as hell.
The motherfucker didn't want to buy me a burger yesterday. Nigga didn't want to take me today. I don't know what the fuck wrong with this nigga today, man. But you know what? In all due respect, I'm gonna get a motherfucker a chance to defend himself. I'm gonna give him a chance to defend himself. Morgan Freeman.
Dude, man, get the fuck out of here, man. What's happening, man?
Right, Morgan, everybody, hey. Morgan Freeman King.
That ain't my name, but hey, I didn't nigga Trevor though. But like, for real though, like, what the fuck I'm supposed to do though? Shit, I mean, you left your phone and shit, I'm taking you to get it. I'm on parole, probation, 2 pending cases. I can't be swerving and dipping like that. Motherfucker pulled me up. I'm straight back to the rec yards and dorm rooms. I can't do that. There's no bond on that shit.
11:30.
Hold on, man. We gonna put Janine in. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going on?
Not too much.
Now, you heard this what happened. Now, that's what the partner sounded like he was doing. Wasn't he tripping on me today?
Hell no, I went too, man.
Man, he ain't got my burger.
man. I bought you the burger, then you ate, then you.
The motherfucker. Now, you on here. Now, hold up. You and your girl together. And you like buying the burger. And she say, hey, you got some, you tell her, like, hey, you got some money by me once? And she say, not really, but yeah.
That mean motherfucking money tight.
The motherfucker, what I'm fucking full of money. Nah, am I wrong?
I sound like Janina, whoever she is, off the line.
Janina, you still with me?
She looked at one of them cricket phones or something.
All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into the topic.
Got no motherfucking cricket phone.
Huh? You got your signal back?
I just got a new phone, and I don't know how to work it yet.
About time.
What you say?
I ain't sitting up, baby.
Nah. All right, I got Wick on the line. Wick. You don't know what this phone either, huh?
You got a cricket too.
Can you hear me now? All
right, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Get rid of that cricket phone, bro.
Oh, I hate that about stuff. I got the same excuse. I had to get a new phone. I'm learning how to work. Nah.
Man, I'm sorry, man. Morgan Freeman King didn't do me right today.
10 miles an hour.
10 miles. And you know how this motherfucker drives.
Man, look, man. Situation.
I ain't never known you go 10 miles an hour in my life. With stipulations.
Man, that motherfucker say, what we going to your sister crib? I say, yeah. That motherfucker turned the corner doing 2 miles an hour.
There's traffic in front of me, man. I can't see what I'm supposed to do.
Come on, man.
You're on the two-lane road, one way each way. I can't go around, jump over the motherfucker. I can't do nothing but, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
That's
all right, man. Go jump over to your topic, man. I mean, Morgan Freeman King ain't talking about shit.
All right, Janine, we're gonna we turned your little post into a topic. So everybody need to go read Janine's post at www.sincity.spruce.com. Now, can you elaborate a little bit more for us, please?
Which post you talking about?
Your friend. Associates, however you want to call them. Friends or associates is what we're going to talk about tonight. So fill the people in on what you posted.
About them coming to tell you stuff, but they don't really want to hear the answer.
Right. Are these do you consider them your friends or are they your associates? First of all, what is a friend to you and what is an associate? What's the difference?
I don't have no friends.
Huh?
I don't have any friends.
Okay, if you did have a friend,
mm-hmm.
How would you consider them a friend as opposed to an associate?
A friend to me is...
Go ahead.
Friend to me is somebody who got your back. who is there for you through whatever.
Okay, an associate is...
Just somebody you might hang with, kick it with, they might be fun to hang around, but ain't no love lost if they leave.
Okay. Now hold that thought, Janine. We got a new caller to the city. Caller, what's happening? What's your name?
Felicia.
It's the Rev.
Oh, Rev, you calling from a different number?
Yeah, I dropped my phone.
Okay.
I had to get another phone.
Everybody got new phones all of a sudden.
Everybody got
new
phones.
I
got
a
old shit.
I didn't have no choice.
Damn. Okay, Janine, fill us in on the post. What made you write it, first of all?
Huh? You said what?
What made you write your blog?
I mean, what'd they do?
The same shit they always do. One of them, you know, she got her husband. He don't work. They got three kids. She works. She do everything. You know, that's cool. If that's what you like, that's who you want to be with. I ain't got no problem with that. But don't get mad when you got to go beg everybody for money, and they don't want to give you none. Because they see y'all over there smoking weed. You got money for weed, but then you call around because you ain't got no money for your kids for no food. You ain't got no food in your house. But y'all just smoke weed the whole week. And if that's what y'all do, that's fine. But don't be going around asking people for money and shit. You ain't got no gas in your car to get to work, but you just smoked last night. What type of shit is that? I don't say nothing because that's their life. I just wish they quit coming to tell me the shit because I don't even be wanting to hear it.
Well, why don't you tell them that?
Huh?
Why don't you just tell them?
I don't even answer. Every blue moon, I might answer, and every time I do answer, it's always something they want or need.
Okay.
And to me, that ain't no true friend either, because y'all always need me for stuff, but when I need something, I can't never find nobody. Because they ain't got shit. So to me, they ain't no friend no damn way.
All right. What? I don't want to be your
friend. All right, Rev. Do you consider yourself having friends or associates?
More associates than friends. I only got like probably three people that I consider friends.
Okay, and why do you consider them friends? What's the difference between them and the ones you call associates?
Well, the ones that I consider friends, we've been friends for many, many years. One of them since 5, the other one since like 17. And the other one, that's my sister-in-law, so about 7 years. So, I mean, and the other people, I just ain't never had... let nobody in my circle. That's all. So they're just associates.
Okay. And now, how, in your opinion, how does a person move from associate to friend?
When I see if that person is trustworthy and, like, we do stuff to each other, like, If they need me to watch their kids or something, I'll watch them. If I need them to watch mine, they're watching stuff like that. Knowing that we can depend upon each other, that's when they become like a true friend to me. And somebody that I can talk to without judgment, stuff like that.
Okay. Now, what about you, Wade?
Can you hear me?
A
friend, Sado, it's like, y'all like brothers, man. That's a true friend. Associate, just a mug that you, I don't know, you see or just speak to at work. You don't allow the mug in your house. You know what I'm saying? He don't know your personal self. He only know your work self. Can you understand that a little bit?
No, you need to elaborate a little bit more. How does a person go from associate to friend in your book?
How do a person go from associate to a friend?
Right, everybody starts off as associates. Nobody starts off as friends.
I don't know. I guess y'all, I don't know. Sometimes it's just y'all click. Sometimes something happens with y'all together and you see that, you know, you trust him or he like you or something.
Okay. Hey man, is Morgan Freeman talking or what?
You said what?
All right, hit me off, man. What's your definition of a friend and associate, bro?
I mean, shit, like to me, you know what I'm saying? Like my friends, like they really know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just them type motherfuckers, just, they don't really know me, but they just go off what they hear from other motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? Like, they ain't really my friends. They would, they know me. You know what I mean? And I ain't gonna expose myself to too many motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? Only to, like, my personal comfort, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because you can't be too open to too many motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Because some motherfuckers can be counted for weakness and go from there. And I might lead to other shit.
Okay, now how do you go from, in your book, how do you go from, damn, I'm getting a lot of feedback. In your book, how do you go from associate to friend?
Like, shit, all my friends, like, it's something like me in some type of way, you know what I mean? So you don't have to be something like me in some type of way for me even consider even trying to, you know, even fuck with you, period. You see what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It start off like that, and then, you know what I'm saying, it just go from there. It ain't really no particular thing, you know, that got to happen for me to us to be friends, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, it's going to start off like, you know what I mean, I got to see me and you some type of way, you know what I mean? For us to even, you know, fuck with each other, you know what I mean? Because I can't be fucking with no motherfucker that ain't, you know what I mean?
I hear you. Okay. All right, bro, what's your take on it?
You talking to me?
Yeah, man, I'm talking to you.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, man. I started eating shit. Let's see. A friend is a motherfucker that you could just, you're going to say how you feel, regardless whether it hurts your feelings or not. You're going to say how you feel. I mean, if you see your friend doing something fucked up, shit, you're going to holler at him. You ain't going to hold it in. You ain't going to co-sign with him. You know what I'm saying? You're going to just say what it is. You know what I'm saying? Friends of motherfucker, like they say. An associate motherfucker that will, you know, well, something happened to this person. You know what I'm saying? A friend is motherfucker going to be sitting in the jail cell with you like, man, why the fuck did we do that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you bang, I bang. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, a friend going to tell you, hey, nigga, this shit ain't about the right. You know what I'm saying? Now, if this is a situation where it's too far gone, the friend is going to say, fuck it. I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? He might cuss you out after it's over. You know what I'm saying? But he going to be in it. He going to try to defuse the situation as quick as he can. But if he can't defuse it, shit, he right there part of it.
Okay, I got you. Everybody came up with some good answers. It's like time to chew. Good answer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what's your definition?
For me, some of the things that you said is the same way I feel. But I think the true character of a friend is a motherfucker you can leave with your kids and not worry. That's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust a lot of motherfuckers nowadays. You know what I mean? Like you, Morgan Freeman, Wick, I can leave my daughter around y'all for a month. I could be gone for a month. And I know damn well guarantee that y'all ain't gonna let shit happen to her.
Right.
What I mean? That's what I consider a friend. A motherfucker you can leave your kids with for however long it takes for you to do what you gotta do. And know that they'll treat your child just like their own. You know what I mean? They're going to look out for them. They're going to feed them, clothe them if they have to, whatever it takes. Those are friends to me, and I can count them on one hand.
I feel you.
That's my definition of a friend. You know what I mean? Now, if I didn't have kids, then that friend would be that motherfucker, you know, like you were saying earlier, That's going to tell me straight up, fuck the bullshit. I don't give a fuck if I do hurt your feelings. That's what friends are for. I'm going to tell you straight up.
And I'm going to keep you 100% real with you. And I've done that with all three of y'all throughout the years. I mean, we've been friends. The four of us been friends for a long-ass time. Over 20.
Right.
And I feel that I can come and tell y'all motherfuckers anything, whether it hurts your feelings or not. But it need to be said. Somebody need to say it, so I'm going to say it. And that's what friends are, in my opinion. Now, I don't know if everybody agree with that or not, but I think that's what friends are. And I don't think associates, as far as I go, I don't have associates, man. I don't need no new friends. I don't need no new associates. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to the motherfucking friends I got.
All right, well, now, let me ask a question, dog. All right, let's just say, okay, we got situations where you got friends that I'm not cool. I mean, I ain't going to say I ain't cool with, but I don't really know them like that.
Okay.
I mean, do you try to bridge the gap friend over there and that friend over there?
No, I don't. That's up to them.
No, what I'm saying is like, okay, if I'm around this dude, you know what I'm saying, I'm around this dude, just say, okay, me and you, we live in two different cities. You know what I'm saying? So I've been hanging around this guy. I done came to the grip that, all right, this dude is my friend. You don't know him, though. You really don't know him. You know what I'm saying? You don't know too much about it, but I'm telling you, hey, this is my friend. Now, okay, now, maybe you might not see nothing. You might not see what I see in him. And if I tell you, I say, well, Simon, man, it's something about this dude I don't like. Would you take in mind what I'm saying? I mean, or would you just be like, all right, man, fuck it. You just being an asshole.
No, I would ask you, okay, well, what you see that I don't see? You know, I mean, we've been friends long enough where I will trust your judgment. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And if you said that, then I would hope you have something to back that up with. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just can't say, oh, I don't like that motherfucker. Okay, well, why you don't like him? You might see something I don't.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What about
your real friends are for? Your real friends, most of them, they on the outside looking in, and they see shit that you. It's just like when you're in a relationship, your boy tell you, man, she ain't right, dog. But you in love, you don't see it. They take that motherfucker on the outside looking in to see it. Because you know love and eyes don't see it. You know what I mean? And that's when you need your boys or you need your girls to tell you, that motherfucker ain't right. Something wrong with him.
All right,
you know
but now, all right, with that being said, what I mean, how would you know when jealousy plays a factor?
I don't know about that one, bro.
I mean, no, seriously, nah, because I mean, between us, I've never known jealousy to be a factor, but I'm just saying, you got situations where jealousy have become a factor. All right, well, let me ask you. Hey.
Yeah, Janine. Maybe one of the ladies can answer that one a little bit better than me.
Janine, you still with me?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, check this out. I mean, you got your friend now. You know what I'm saying? And this has been a friend for a long time now. She's been a friend. You know what I'm saying? But she got this way about her. I mean, you know, you introduce her. It might be a boyfriend or something. You know what I'm saying? This boyfriend, well, she automatically, I don't like him. I don't like him. He ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? How can you judge that? How can you say, well, that's her being a friend looking out for me, or that's her just being jealous? How do you cipher the two?
I don't know, because, I mean, that ain't never happened to me. It seemed like as long as I was doing shit or doing shit I wasn't supposed to be doing, cheating, any types of things like that, she was cool with it. She was cool with giving me her key, using her house, all type of shit like that. But as soon as I find somebody that I really like and I don't want to do that shit no more, or hang with her like that no more, then it was like, he ain't no good for you. So I don't know if it was because she was jealous on that fact, because she felt like he was taking me away from her or something. I don't know. But I ain't never had a friend that acted like that with a guy.
Okay, now, hold on before you respond, man. Janine, let me ask you a question.
You said something that piqued my interest a little bit. Now,
do you consider that a friend? I would tell you something right now. I am the biggest motherfucker. I get on all they asses. Mr. Cass, Mr. Wick, Mr. Morgan. I get on all the motherfuckers about the stepping out stuff. All my motherfucker friends. That ain't cool. I'm not going to let you use my crib. You know, say like Mr. Morgan got his woman at the crib. He called me and be like, hey, man, I need to use your crib. I got this freak. My ass is going to be hell no. A friend ain't going to let you do that shit.
He can't get no hell no.
You know what I'm saying? A real friend ain't going to let you mess up your relationship. So now, my question is, you say she let you use her crib and shit. Do you consider her a real friend?
You know, before a bunch of shit went on, I did consider her my friend, but now I don't.
Okay, that should be the reason.
Now hold on, Reverend Lovejoy.
It's true. Everything I just said is true. I'm on everybody's trail about that shit.
Yeah, you are now. You ain't always been this way.
Pull a nigga record up, man.
Right.
He act like he always been an angel.
Right.
Ain't that like something? He just got baptized.
When I'm in a relationship, it's one-on-one. But we ain't gonna make this about me. All right? Because I feel like y'all trying to run a little bullshit.
Okay.
We ain't gonna make this about me. We gonna stay on topic tonight, y'all.
Just have a rock down.
Okay, now I'm going to ask the Rev. I'm going to ask the Rev the same question. Rev, you with me?
Yes.
Okay, is that your friend if your friend lets you use their crib to cheat? Is that your friend? Do you consider that a friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You consider that a friend?
Yeah, sure do. Because first of all, the relationship had to be messed up anyway for me to be wanting to cheat. So there, you know what I mean? And if I tell my friend I need to use the crib, then she needs to.
So wouldn't a real friend say, hey, you need to work it out. Go home to your man and work it out.
Real friend with mind your own damn business.
How you gonna mind your own business when you calling me asking me can you fucking my crib? That's minding my own business.
Yeah, you take it to another level. They said use it. They didn't say what they was doing.
What else was they doing?
Hold on, Tom. I gotta say something to you right now.
I don't think that's a friend. I don't think a real friend would be like, go work it out.
Okay,
go home to your man or your woman and work that shit out.
That's not none of your business, though.
Exactly.
What they got going on is not none of your business. But if he tell you she needs to come to your house for whatever reason, that's really not your business either.
Okay. So you call me.
You can do it or not. If y'all friends, then you should know well enough, or him, or whoever, well enough to know that they ain't gonna do nothing crazy in your house. So, you know, what's the problem about giving them the key to come in the house or whatever? I don't understand. I don't get it. Time you in this glass wall again, glass house again.
That's a big problem. First of all, ain't none of my friends gonna call me and ask me no shit like that because they already know the answer.
I wouldn't even put your ass right there.
No, that ain't gonna happen. If you need to use my crib, why you can't use your own crib? Because you're a man or woman there, right?
Right.
Now, you making me an accessory to your crime.
I mean, we're just going on scenarios, really. But reality is, if I call any one of my friends and told them that I needed to use their house, come to their house or whatever, it would be no question. It wouldn't be no question about what's going on in my relationship because that's not none of their business. And they know that.
So, Tommy, you would snitch if you did know that they would
No, I wouldn't snitch. I wouldn't snitch, but I would go to my friend. I ain't never said nothing to nobody's woman about nothing. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Okay, let me give you an example, Tommy. What if like say me and you married, okay, and my girl come over to the house with her boyfriend, but you know she married, she got a husband, and we all hang out together with her husband and everything. But on this particular day, she brings her nigga over there, some dude she just fucking around with and just chill. Would you say something?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know.
Hey, that shit, dude. You just say that shit.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say nothing. I don't know him. He don't know me. So, shit, I'm talking about if it's more than my friends.
I'm not going to tell her husband friend.
But I'm going to talk to them.
Maybe you and her husband friends. You then hung out with her husband, became friends with her husband, and then she come over to the house. She my friend, too. She comes over to the house with her nigga.
No, that ain't nothing about me. Her husband wouldn't be my friend.
Oh, that ain't none of your business.
No, it ain't none of my business. But if it's my boy, if it's one of my homies, then I'm not going to go to their woman. I'm gonna take it to them. Like, man, what you doing?
I'm minding
your business.
You know what I'm saying?
Mind your fucking business.
I'm going to mind my business and you in my crib. Everything in my crib is my business.
And that's why I don't fuck with you no more. That's why we don't fuck with you no more. That's why we always leave you. That's why we always go, we leave you at home.
That's right. Because I'm the good guy. Y'all better ask somebody.
Nigga, you bullshit.
Call it what you want. But like I say, y'all know me, so we wouldn't even have to, come up.
Hold up. Real talk, man. You ain't always been like this.
I ain't what?
You ain't always been like this, man.
What you mean, man?
You ain't always been like this. You know what?
Bullshit.
I'm going to have to put it out there. You got like this after the divorce, man. After the divorce, you got real bitter. You wasn't always like this, man.
Yeah, I was, man.
You wasn't. You didn't care for my motherfucker. Okay, all right. Let's take it back. Remember that time that I brought the chicks over to your crib when you were staying with Tracy's daddy? I brought the girls over there. I was still with my baby mama then. I brought the girls over there. You took an old girl in one room. I went in the other room.
That was different.
What the fuck was different about it?
I don't know. Let me think of something right quick.
Yeah. See, man, you're a hypocrite.
Well, I'm like that now, goddammit.
Why? Why you like that now?
Because cheating is a sin.
What?
What
you talking
about, man?
You know what? We're
going
to a song, and we come back.
I'm going to... What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Okay. I don't know what song this is, so y'all try to enjoy it.
Out of my life, I can't believe it's your heart.
Yo, welcome back, welcome back. Hey, dog.
Yo.
Hey, peace gang, man. Before we go any farther, man, while it's on my mind, man, I got to get this off my chest, man. Today was a sad day, you know what I'm saying, but it didn't turn into a tragedy. My little homie, Evan Miller, y'all know him as Kush. My man got into altercation and was shot 3 times in the chest today. By the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, he's still with us. But the fucked up part about it is that, man, anybody that knew him knew that, you know what I'm saying, that he didn't fuck with nobody. You know what I'm saying? And some old scary-ass punk motherfuckers called themselves jumping him, and they tried to jump him and couldn't whoop him. It was 2 motherfuckers. They tried to jump him, and they couldn't whoop him. So they came back and shot him 3 times in the chest. You know what I'm saying, man? That was some bitch-ass shit, but I thank the grace of God, man, that my boy, he pulled through, man. You know what I'm saying? He on the respirator right now, but my man pulled through, dog. He living, he in stable condition. You know what I'm saying? They said he gonna make it. But, man, I'm just tired of these old sorry-ass, bitch-ass, punk-ass motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers call y'allself gangsters and shit. Y'all couldn't whoop a motherfucker. And I know what it was, because, you know what I'm saying, he ain't the type of motherfucker. Anybody that know him know, he ain't never claimed no gang. He ain't never, the dude's a joker. He likes to crack jokes. He likes to make you laugh. And they felt hurt that they couldn't whoop a nigga like that, because they felt like, oh, he ain't no thug-ass nigga. We can whoop him. But he whooped their ass, and then they had to come back and shoot him like some bitches. I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, dog, I want to do something so bad to these bitch-ass niggas, but they some hoes, man. Motherfuckers who can't handle their own is some motherfucking bitch. That's real talk, man.
Well, you're still living, so that's all that counts.
Man, I feel you on that, man, but it's a shame where, you know what I'm saying, because a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers so lame nowadays, you know what I'm saying, but everybody want to holler they gangster. That's gangster, nigga, I'm a gangster, on the N, on the G, this, that, and other. Niggas can't even bang no more, man. These niggas hoes. You put your motherfucking, you knuckle up against these niggas, man, these niggas will bitch up in a heartbeat. But everybody want to holler that they gangsters.
Different age, different time, Cass. Different age, different time, man.
Man, fuck these little niggas. I ain't got no respect for them.
I don't trust the little bastards myself. That's just my opinion, though.
That's why I don't fuck with no young boys. Say to myself, that's why they stay out of trouble. All right, Janine, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I need a true, honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As honest as you can put it, I can take it. What is quality time? To you, what is quality time to you?
When you dedicate some specific time to your mate. And it's just y'all doing something that y'all like to do together. Without no interruption, you not stopping playing the game, she not stopping talking to her girlfriend, all that type of stuff. It's just That's what quality time is, when you're just focusing on each other.
Really? So
mm-hmm.
me just being at the crib, that ain't quality time.
No.
As long as I come home. I'm figuring, you know, as long as I'm in the house, you know, we say a few words to each other here and there throughout the crib. I mean, damn, I could be at the bar.
Nah, bro.
So can she.
Nah, bro. Now, as a man that used to think like that, I used to think of that same concept. I'm in a house. Why in the fuck is you tripping?
Right.
I'm in the house. Why in the fuck? But now, to get older, dog, because the truth of the matter is, we be wanting that time, too. We want, when we in the house, dog, when we feeling like it, we want her to cater to us. Well, not so much cater, but we want her to be into us. So you got to figure, I mean, if we want her to be into us, we got to be into her just as much as they into us. I mean, you can't sit there playing the motherfucking Xbox all day, then looking, I mean, you know what I'm saying? She going to give you that look. She going to give you that look. You know what I'm saying? I mean, perfect example, man. One time, I was at, you know what I'm saying, and I was on her computer. Now, I'm on eBay, you know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for my motherfucking, you know what, fuck that, I said. I'm looking for my motherfucking wrestling men. I collect wrestling men. And, you know what I'm saying, she's for the most part, you know what I'm saying, she sat there. I mean, she even got into it with me. But at some point in time, she gave me that look like, all right, motherfucker, it's time for you to get off this damn computer. I mean, but we get so wrapped up into things, we don't even think about it, man, where we should be more or less, you know what I'm saying, okay, I am over here, I'm with her, you know what I'm saying, we don't get to spend quality time like this all the time, so the times that we do get together, we need to spend it together. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay, now, does anybody disagree with what he just said? Rev, what's your take? What's quality time to you, Rev?
Nope.
I didn't hear the whole thing because I just got back on here.
Okay, what's your definition of quality time?
I mean, spending time together, doing things together, one-on-one. That's pretty much it.
Okay, now, everybody keeps saying that. Okay, is going to the movies quality time?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one-on-one. Y'all together.
I say yeah.
Okay, you say yeah. What about everybody else?
Yeah, that's quality time. As long as it ain't something you get to go see all the time. As long as it ain't show choice. Every time.
Well, see, I brought that up, and I was told that wasn't quality time.
Yeah, that's quality time.
See, I get confused. One person say this is quality time. One person say that's quality time. I don't know what the fuck quality time is. I'm at home. I'm with you. We sitting up watching TV. Ain't that quality time? That's considered quality time, right? We watching a movie together or some shit.
Okay,
It depends on who you with. Like,
definitely.
When I was with my husband, I didn't consider going to the movies with him quality time because it was always what he wanted to see. All he wanted to see was war pictures, something with killing or something dealing with that. I ain't want to see that. So I'm uninterested. I'm only going just to go because it wasn't nothing that I wanted to really do.
Okay. And what were you going to say, man?
I mean,
I was about to say similar to what she said. It depends. I mean, you have to find somebody that.
Rev.
Well, goddamn.
He said man. Now, if you want to consider yourself a man, that's all I was just trying to say.
Okay,
let
me rephrase. Go ahead, Rev.
He said man.
Oh, I didn't hear that. But anyway, as I was saying, I was trying to say.
Now, don't be snapping off on me, nigga.
I was trying to say that it depends on who you with. I mean, if you got somebody that you ain't meeting eye to eye with, then your quality time is not going to be the same. I mean, their quality time might be different from yours, and therefore you with the wrong person.
Exactly.
Okay, man, now go ahead with yours, man.
Thank you before I was so rudely interrupted.
Oh, whatever.
No, I'm just saying, man, because it's like, some people might like watching TV. You know what I'm saying? Some people, y'all could just curl up in the bed, cuddle up together, and watch TV all day.
That's quality time to me.
All right, but everybody don't feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Some people might want to get out. Some people might want to, you know what I'm saying? Well, let's just ride around. Let's just go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But you can't just because that's your definition of quality time, don't mean that's hers. So you got to, at the same time, she got to respect, okay, well, this is how I feel about quality time. You got to respect, well, this is how she feel about quality time. So, yeah, you got to, you can't just say, well, I'm in the house. I'm here with you. Because now, don't get me wrong. I'll be the first one to be like, God damn, I sleep with you for 8 to 10 hours. You know what I'm saying? Don't that count for something? Then I come home, and if I'm there for another 6 hours, you done been with me over half the day. I used to say shit like that. But then, you know what I'm saying? 3 relationships later, I kind of found out that didn't work. I would say that shit all the time. Motherfucker be like, I'm leaving you. We don't spend time together. What's wrong with this bitch? This bitch is crazy. I sleep with her. If I sleep with you from 10 at night to 6 in the morning, then okay, I'm at work for the next 8 hours. I come home. I take a shower. I'm there. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm watching TV. I ain't went nowhere. What the fuck you mad about? We don't spend no time together. I've been here. What the fuck? Once I got old, I realized it's more to it than just that.
But then people ought to say when they want their quality time, too. There are some women that'll just leave, or men, too, that'll just leave, won't say nothing. They get mad. They go find somebody else instead of, because I'm going to get my quality time. But then I also want my space, too. You ain't going to be all up in my face all the time, either.
True.
You live together. That's my point. If you live together, you see that long fucking day anyway, other than work. You get off work, there she is. Or she thinking, oh, there he is, sitting on the couch.
Okay, now hold up. With that being said, do you really want to get married again?
Hell no.
Okay. you kind of see where you went wrong at, right?
I do see where I went wrong at. But that don't mean I want to get married again. I don't want to try to fix it. I'm just wondering what quality time was. Because I was told I don't know what quality time is. Okay, I like to watch movies. By the way, speaking of movies, we got movies on the site, y'all. We got Cars 2 is up.
Yeah, me and my daughter watching it.
Bridesmaid is up, and I forget what the fourth one is. So, www.cincity.cruise.com, y'all, and it's great quality.
It is, man. Me and my daughter watched Cars 2, man. We watched that today. That was good.
So you know, y'all want to save that $10-$20? Get up the site. But what I'm saying is, I like to watch movies. I'm a movie buff. I love to watch movies. I do. And I think laying on the couch, under the covers, spooning, that's quality time to me. That's what I like to do.
All right, dog. Every man like to do that. But sometimes you still want to go out, man. You want to go out, have a drink, go get something to eat, watch a movie.
Not really, man. I'm not the go-out type.
It can't just be all about what you want, though. It cannot be all about ladies. What you telling me? It can't just be about what he wants.
We need time to miss you.
Exactly.
Hey, you can go out. Now, that just brings me up to something else. Not to get off topic. But, I need some female advice. Okay, ladies, how can I put this? because this shit really pissed me off. I was told I'm passive. Ladies, do you want a passive man or aggressive man?
Do you want a what man?
A passive man, you know, a gentleman. You know what I mean? You know, a gentleman that's going to open the doors for you, pull your chair out.
Hold up.
No, that's
just,
that's the situation I'm talking about, dude.
I understand what
you're saying. Hold up, nigga. That's just a nice way of saying you two fucking worse.
Yeah.
But you want that gentleman, or you just want that thug motherfucker that's gonna call you all kind of bitches and hoes in the club? Which one do you prefer?
A thug is not a real true thug. Is not even like that.
Okay. Well, I won't use the word thug. Okay, how about I use the hoodie? You want that brother from the hood, or you want that gentleman? I'm a gentleman.
I'm not understanding what you're saying because
okay. I'll give it to you.
The people I like are hood people that went through shit. They hood. They thugs, but they knew how to treat people. They know how to treat they woman. So they
would
call me bitches and hoes and shit like that, but.
Wait a minute, I'm going to give you the whole date. Give you the whole date. I went out with this girl, right? She, you know, I guess she considered herself hood or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to open the door for you type of guy. I'm going to pull your chair out type of guy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to compliment you, shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was passive. I'm a passive dude. To her, I'm passive. How the fuck does that make me passive? Because I compliment you on passive? What type of motherfucker are you fucking with?
And that was y'all first date?
It was the first date.
Now, that ain't even enough to judge anybody off of. That's just getting to know somebody. You're supposed to be that way. You know what I mean?
Exactly! That's my whole thing. I'm going to play the gentleman role tonight because I'm trying to get to know her.
Yeah.
But apparently that shit don't fly in her book. She wants a hardcore motherfucker.
Yeah, she wasn't for you because maybe she was looking to get fucked and turned the fuck out or something that night and that ain't what she was looking for. A gentleman.
That shit is fucking crazy. That shit is crazy.
Well, she might have thought timer if somebody came up and did something to her, you wasn't going to do nothing.
Well,
I mean, it's okay to be passive. I mean, all those things are nice, and that's what women prefer, for you to open the doors and things like that. But also, they want to know that you're still a man, and if something go down, that you do have their back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thankfully, none went down, because I would have protected
well,
her ass anyway.
That's all I was
going to
say. Did something happen or something that made her think that?
No. Nothing happened. You know what I mean? Nothing happened. We
kept that
in for
three.
Huh?
I said that no one.
Somebody breaking up. I can understand nothing you just said. I'm just meeting the wrong fucking women. Period.
Can I put my two cents in this, bro?
Hell no, man.
Well, I'm doing it anyway. I mean, look, I got to tell you, and I've been telling you this since we was little. It's not the fact that you, you're not passive. You got an aggressive nature to you. It's just you, how can I put this?
A wimp?
No, I ain't not a wimp.
Wimp?
No, you're not a wimp, dog.
That's the way it sounds like he tried to say it, dog. So does I say, what are you, a wimp about this?
No, I'm not saying wimp.
A long way from that, sweetheart.
You know what, dog?
Okay.
You actually super aggressive. I mean, it's like you want everything your way, how you want it, and you expect everybody to be a certain type of way. I was always told when nobody here put on this earth tailor-made for me, and I wasn't put on this earth tailor-made for nobody. You know what I'm saying? You got to work at things. You got to come to some type of common ground. But if they don't meet your criteria, you just cut them loose. I mean, because it's like, okay, I expect you to do this. I expect you to do that. Why? Because
what's
I
wrong with that?
Because you don't you don't do shit nobody asks you to do.
So what's pretty much you try to have the female do all the ultimate change while you sit back and relax.
Correct the moon, though. What's wrong with that?
If you call yourself dealing with that female, like I said last time, it's a 50-50 thing. It's a give and take. You know what I'm saying? If you want, it's pretty much, if you want respect for her, you're going to have to give it to her so she can respect you back.
First of all, let me ask you a question.
If she used to a certain way, like I can give you example, like today, like me and this dude I used to fuck with, and we still fuck around. We pretty much cuddy buddy shit. When I want some dick, I can call his ass up or whatnot. But I actually supposed to do all this ultimate fucking change while he sit back and relax. And I keep trying to tell him, nah, I'm going to do me. If you going to do you, I'm going to do me. And he don't like that. So, shit, he be sitting up there with attitudes in my ass because I'm not like every other female he don't fuck with.
Okay, now let me respond to what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm just talking about me. I'm not talking about your guy. I'm talking about me.
Okay.
What's wrong with me? If I know what I want, I know what I like. What's wrong with me looking for those qualities? Nothing. There ain't nothing wrong with that. If you don't fit my qualities, why the fuck am I talking to you? I don't like you.
Because
I mean, there's certain things that I look for.
Ultimately, everybody is not going to sit here and fully come with the full package on spot. You actually have to work to that point because everybody's like, it might be some shit that you mentioned from my motherfucking link. Like, I probably have ultimate changes and I want you and you ain't giving.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I have certain things that I look for, okay?
And you want to get as close to it as possible.
Exactly. Okay. One of my biggest things is, if you're a woman, you have kids, if you don't have custody of your kids, I ain't fucking with you, period, because there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
If you don't have your kids, there's something wrong with you. I'm not going to fuck with you. I don't give a fuck. You could be Holly Berry. Well, you could be somebody other than Holly Berry. I'm not going to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I won't date a woman bigger than me. That's just me. I won't fuck with you. I weigh 224. If you weigh 225, I don't want to talk to you. That's just me. Ain't nothing wrong. I don't see nothing wrong with me looking for the qualities that I like in a woman. I don't see nothing wrong with it. And I'm going to keep looking until I find it. And I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I ain't saying something wrong with it. I'm just saying it. You can't just expect everybody to have your full package. We fall short from something.
Well, that's
y'all
true.
Do.
That's
and
true.
You expect to have Mrs. Perfect on spot. Ain't nobody on this earth perfect. We fall short for something.
Well, Holly Berry is perfect, but
somebody
that I can have.
She can't keep no man in.
Exactly. Exactly.
She can't tell me yet. She ain't let me yet. That's what.
It's something she missing that she can't keep him at.
That's because she ain't met me yet.
But she keep him around because she got money and she look good and she can make them
look
real
damn
good.
And she got on my bad side because she keeping that little baby away from her father and she wrong for that.
In a way,
I don't care about all that. She got her baby. That's all that counts.
What's her name? I think her name Kim Kardashian. She keep torturing her. She keep messing because her ex-husband, new girlfriend, is Kim Kardashian. She keep pretty much nitpicking with Halle Berry, telling her, like, pretty much saying little slurs and, like, magazines and stuff, like, I'll be a better mother than her, and I'm going to do this for her child, and blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of like pissing her off, like, you know what I'm saying, I have respect for who you dating, but you know what I'm saying, I don't appreciate the shit she's saying. How are you going to let her say what she want in this magazine about my mothering skills? That makes me mad, too.
I've been in the car with her. I'm like, you gonna have to control her, or only time you can see your kid is coming over here.
Be a good mother.
That's because she ain't met me. And plus, she got custody of her kid. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
That's what I look for, man. Come on, dog. Now, be honest. Okay, you meet a woman. You meet a woman, right? She got three kids, right? Okay, she has three kids. She has custody of one. The other one lives with grandma, and the other one lives with the baby daddy. Don't think there's something wrong there?
I mean, okay, with
that wouldn't bother you.
Hold up.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Can I answer the goddamn question?
Please do.
Damn. All right, now that part, dog, I get you. I feel the same way with that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I agree with you. But, I mean, all that other bullshit, dog, come on, man. You just, like I told you once, you ain't tailor-made for nobody, ain't nobody tailor-made for you. You being too fucking picky in life. Stop being so fucking picky. If you open your eyes and see, okay, man, I can't, you had this conversation earlier. Some things about you really need to change. That's one of them. Stop being so fucking picky.
Hey,
I mean, you're not gonna find Miss Wright. That's why all you keep getting is Miss Wright now.
I don't believe that.
You can find Miss
Wright. I don't believe that.
Business purpose.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna find Miss Wright for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
you can find Miss Wright, but you ain't gonna find Miss Perfect because it seems like you're trying to find that perfect woman, like ain't got no flaws, no nothing.
Well, Sweetheart, I know I won't find Miss Perfect because they stopped making them after me, so I understand that part.
Oh,
I know that's not going to happen.
Here you go. You ain't
perfect,
sir. You're not perfect.
I'm perfect.
You fall short
I'm perfect.
Of something, too.
I'm perfect, so I know there won't be another perfect person
so
after
perfect,
me. I understand that.
Wait, if you're so perfect, why can't you find Mrs. Perfect?
Why can't I find her? I ain't really looking for her yet.
See?
No, I'm saying when I'm ready to go out there and find her, she's gonna be right there. I ain't got to look hard or long.
All right, now with that said, I got to put you on blast, man.
Oh Lord, why you keep putting my business out there, bro?
I mean I just have to because you keep going there, man. I got to put you on blast, dude. Now, you didn't... Yeah.
La, 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 la.
This dude didn't have relationships with over half our callers. Now, I'm just going to put it out there. He had some type of relationship with half the callers that didn't call in.
And your point being what? It didn't work out. What's your point?
I mean, but now, come on, dog. I mean... You keep talking about you ain't looking for relationships and all that, but shit.
Oh, the Lord, it seems like
you. Whoa. Just because I meet a female, I date a female, that doesn't necessarily mean I want to be in a relationship with that female. Now, everybody done that. Everybody done fucked around with somebody. It could be just the sex. You don't want to be in a relationship with that person. So what's your point?
All right, now, with that being said, now, people... Our loyal listeners, does this sound like Father Time? Does this sound like the stuff that's spewing out of his mouth? I mean, now wait a minute now. I think you sounding like one of them old fake ass pastors or something.
What you trying to say, bro?
Hey, what the fuck are you a hypocrite?
Point.
You a hypocrite. Huh? You a hypocrite.
I'm a hypocrite, huh?
Yeah, you
a hypocrite. I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm a hypocrite because I want to find a woman that has the qualities that I'm looking for. That makes me a hypocrite.
Motherfucker, you trying to fuck
because
just like everybody else.
I'm old enough to know what I want.
You trying to fuck just like everybody else.
That may be true. But... Still, I'm old enough to know exactly what I want.
Okay, what do you want? Put it out there. What do you want?
I just told you what I want.
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
archive.
I mean, did anybody? Well, can anybody tell me what he said he wanted?
I don't know either. I'm sorry.
I mean, it sounds like to me you want a woman that's gonna honor and obey you, but you can do whatever the fuck you want.
No, that's... I never said that. I don't mind having a woman that's gonna honor and obey. Those are good qualities to have.
Would you honor and obey her?
Depends on what it is.
See,
is always a string attached to you. Nigga, please.
You know, whatever, people. What is.
Why it always got to depend on a situation with you? Why can't you just do? Why can't you just act on it?
Okay, I'm not really understanding the question. I'm sorry.
Why can't you just act on pretty much, all right, say for instance, you and a female, y'all dating, skippy woo, and y'all been dating months and years or whatever, how you want to put it. And she pretty much like, all right, I'm going to be loyal to you. You're going to be loyal to her. I'm going to obey what you say. Come to you, woo to woo. You going to do the same? You
yes,
always
I would
say
do the same.
It always
I would
depends.
Do the same, but it depends
see?
On what she's talking about, what she's trying to get me to obey. I mean... I'm just not going to just do what you say do because you're my woman. That's bull. Don't no man do that.
Well, you can't expect her to do the same either.
That's what she's supposed to do, honor and obey.
See?
Sir, I'm going to
break
it
down.
Those are
the vows. Where you're going and the way you're talking, you're going to be seeing him searching for Mrs. Perfect or Mrs. Right or however you want to put it. For a long time.
I don't believe that. I believe there's somebody for everybody. I believe there's somebody on this earth for everybody. I do believe that.
Yeah,
I believe that in my heart.
Yeah, I don't know where she at in your world.
She out there.
Yeah, okay.
When I start looking for her, I'm going to let you know. I just wrote down your number. I'm going to give you a call and let you talk to her. Like I told
all
you.
Right, all right. Okay, let's go to a song. Let's go to a song. Now. We're going to go to a song. We'll be back because he talking shit.
I'm just having a good time, y'all.
What's up? You ready?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I should drive myself.
Nah, you're not driving yourself. It's your opening night.
I know, but this is my first show, and I really don't want it to be about you and me. I just want it to be about me, you know? So, you can drive me, but you have to act like you don't know me.
Baby, it's cool. It's cool. I understand. It's whatever you want. It's your night. It's kind of sexy, too, so. Be ready when I get there. Yeah.
When I met you, woman, I couldn't help but notice a face so beautiful. Now imagine the faces you would make if we ever made love.
Making love.
around you,
heads around you, heads around you.
Been so happy ever since I found you. Just like a kid who found some candies, let me feel inside your panties.
Take,
take them
all,
all,
take them all,
take them all, please.
Oh, stand on my knees. Oh, you're right in front of me.
Don't have to pay for my attention. Could you hear me if you're listening? Baby, be real with me.
I want to know.
Hey, that's what I want to make, some love faces. Speaking of which, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Alright, now speaking of love faces, making love faces. Hey, man. Janine passed her classes.
Oh, congratulations, Janine. I saw that. Got a B?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations, Miss Baby.
Thank you. Nah, I owe you, so I'm gonna let you put it out here in public. What I owe you? I told you whatever. Hey, if you pass, I owe you.
Oh, you say I can pick anything I want?
Yeah, you can pick anything you want.
I am about to.
As long as it don't involve me wearing nothing leather and thong.
Yeah, I inbox that to you.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I had no problem with that, but I'm not wearing no leather thongs. I ain't wearing nothing, and there will be no men involved other than myself. Oh, okay. I just got to get some ground rules established here.
Mm-hmm. They ain't got to be level.
I'm not wearing a problem. No.
Hey, Janine, make that motherfucker dress up like Tarzan or some shit.
Oh, since he like wrestling with that wrestling belt. Oh, that would be hilarious.
Oh, I got a wrestling belt, too. I'm going to display my picture.
I'm going to display my pictures, too.
Boy, we going to wrestle for the title?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
See who gets the belt.
Oh, shit. I am the champion. I am the champion.
Oh, I ain't going to tap out now.
Oh, I make a motherfucker tap out now. I will make a motherfucker tap out.
Okay. Is this the Money in the Bank or what?
What title
is going to be for?
Oh, shit. We can put the world, the international, intercontinental, Hell, we can make a tag team. Shit, I don't care. We can put the tag team titles on the line. I'll take a handicap match, one on two.
You is going to be so fucked up. I see your Get Well Soon card in a balloon.
Whatever. I'm going to tell you now, Janine.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Oh, yeah. Girl, just like I did. He ain't got nothing to worry about. He'll be all right. So we're going to be just looking at him. While he knocked out Snooze, we're going to be just looking at him. So you ain't
whatever. Whatever. Anyway.
Damn, they're talking bad about you, dog.
Man, come on, nigga. You know me.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Hey, that's what they gonna have to tell me, shit. But anyway, hey, you know what? On that note, man, come on. SinCity.Spruce.com, man. I gotta exclude Janine off of this. I gotta exclude Janine. We need more participation, people. We need more participation. Every week, it's three people participating. Me, Father Time, and Janine. We need more participation, people. We got pics. We got blogs. You can post videos. We got the whole nine yards. You feel like getting sexy on now? You can get sexy as you want to be. You ain't got to worry about being on Tag, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, whatever. Ain't shit getting deleted off our page. Not a goddamn thing. You want to get as sexy as you want to? Get sexy as you want to. I mean, you could do whatever you want to on our page. I can't understand this. We got people on Tag. We got people on Facebook. We got people all over. And I be seeing motherfuckers trying to put up their little sexy-ass pictures, and motherfuckers would delete them. Now, you got a motherfucker like SinCity.Spruce.com will let you put whatever you want on there. Whatever. We don't get no fuck. A motherfucker don't even want to participate with us. Come on, people. Caramel, what's up?
Well, I said I gave my input. Right now, I'm a light. So far from the computer, all I can do is type up papers for school and get on the school computer to submit them. I got to get me a new laptop.
Okay.
So I have an excuse why I have not been on now.
Okay. Well, Rev, what's up? I ain't in Rev, before you get to starting, I ain't say you got to get naked on now. I'm just saying. I mean, you didn't put pictures up before. We ain't seen no more pictures since then.
Well, I don't take a lot of pictures. I'm just not the picture person.
All right. Do you post blogs?
No, but I can post a blog. I can do that.
I have no problem. I mean, baby, all you got to do, you could just post a blog to say, hey, Sin City, what's good? Just let us know that
okay.
You're
doing well. I didn't even know y'all had blogs.
Because you don't go on the page. That's why. Because you don't go on the page. Wick, you ain't out this motherfucker neither. I know you got access to get to the motherfucker. I don't even know what the fuck your excuse is.
Yeah, not all the time, man.
How you not motherfucker? ain't you like right next to one of the co-founders of this motherfucker? How you not?
Yeah. Because he be using it.
Really?
There's only one.
Really?
There's only one.
Really?
No, that I'm not worried about. I mean, I
okay. All right, man.
And like
this. Well, we got the number one cartoon movie, so y'all got some shorties. Sit in front of the computer and let them watch the movie. It's good quality, y'all. The movies are great quality.
I mean, I'm really locking ass about this because I'm like, damn, we get these people, I mean, you know what I'm saying, tell a friend to tell a friend. I mean, seriously, people, we put our heart and soul into this, man. I mean, shit, we trying to give y'all the best that we can give. We trying to do whatever we can. I mean, shit, we want to make it a whole family affair. But it's like, I ain't gonna lie, I said don't get frustrating, because it do. It get frustrating when I look on that motherfucker like, God damn, because I'm on there every day. Father Time on there every day. Janine on there every day. Like, God damn, I feel like we the only three that motherfucker got a page. We got damn near 100 people on that, and we the only three that post blogs, say anything on that. People, show your boys some love. But then y'all, hey, I ain't mad at Facebook, but goddamn, I'm trying to get to Facebook status. That's all. Then motherfucker get on Twitter. That's part to kill me. All y'all doing is writing shit. I'm just saying.
Just show some love, y'all. That's all we ask.
Show a little
love. Let us know y'all out there.
Right.
We work hard as hell on that page. I be up at 4 in the morning doing shit to that goddamn page. There's always something new on that motherfucker, ain't it, Janine? Every time you log on, you see some new shit.
Mm-hmm. I like the new background.
Hey, there you go. That shit was created by us. By hand. Scratch. Half the fucking night, but the motherfucker was created by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't even done with it. He's gonna throw some more shit on that motherfucker. Once you see the big ass smoke Sin City in the background, that shit's gonna be cool. When that shit get done, that shit's gonna be tight. Trust. But hit the blogs up, y'all. We got polls on there y'all can vote on. You know what I'm saying? He's still winning the last poll, which is cool with me. Oh, yeah, you winning by landslide, dog. You doubled my percentage.
Yeah, well, hell.
You got that magic tongue, boy.
Hell, ain't
y'all
nobody
that don't know. You got to go on the page and see what the poll is. Then y'all know what I'm talking about. Feel me?
I mean, cause I ain't going to lie, people. I ain't got to the point where I'm ready to just delete the whole fucking page. I'm like, fuck it. But I know you got to crawl before you walk. But damn, crawl with us, y'all.
Skip with us. Okay. Let's crawl. Okay. Let's skip together.
Right. Yeah. Let's just get that. Let's get the run in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want. Now, when it take off, because it's going to take off. When it take. And speaking of which, nigga, I'm on here right now. For some strange reason, I cannot get off Janine Page. This nipple just looks so scrumptious. That's a scrumptious nipple. That's a scrumptious nipple there.
Put your bib on, man.
You're slobbing
on yourself.
I know. That's a scrumptious nipple there, though. God damn. All
right. I'm gonna put you some shit in the mail, dog. I see you need some.
You can't mail shit to me.
Hey, man, you some petroleum jelly over there, bro.
Oh, no, nah, nah. I don't do
I
that.
I got enough to share, bro.
I don't do that, bro.
Oh, I forgot. You that dude that ain't never done that day in your life. My bad. I forgot.
Never did it. Never did it, Holmes.
You know, and then, ladies, if y'all believe that, I got a plot of land I'm trying to sell.
Dude, I mean, why is it so hard to believe I've never done that? I'm pretty sure there's plenty motherfucking men out here in the world that just ain't did it.
I'm pretty sure that's a goddamn lie. Everybody that done it.
Dude, no. I mean, my hand don't satisfy me. Now, like I said, if somebody else doing it, yeah, I've done that when somebody else has. I mean, yeah, shit, Janine, shit, whoever, hell, Rev, it don't matter. Any one of them could do it. I would tell you, look out, here it comes. But just me personally, nah.
That's y'all check the site tonight. That's going to be the poll on the site tonight. How many of y'all believe this motherfucker ain't never jacked off a day in his life? In his entire whole life. That's the post.
My whole life, dog. I put my right hand to God, dog. I put my right hand to God. I've never jacked off before. Now, one person tried to put me on blast. One person tried to put me on blast, and ladies, let me ask you. If I'm having sex with you, and I feel it coming, and I take it all, I take it out, and I bust on you, is that me jacking off? Ladies?
Did you use your hand?
I mean, I'm fucking you. I'm fucking you, and I feel it coming. And I pull out
okay,
and I grab
you.
It. I grab it, and I point
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I mean, that's jacking off.
So, okay, well, then, yeah, then I guess I did jack off then. I mean, but how's that jacking off if I'm finna come? I just pulled it out, and I just pointed it towards you. I actually jacked off?
Yeah.
You didn't stroke it or nothing.
It was finna come. It was coming. It was coming. I pulled out. I pretty much just put my dick in your face and bow. You got hit.
And you never used your hand not one time.
I mean, I guided it with my hand. Yeah. I mean, shit. I mean, I'm a good shot, but damn, I ain't great. I mean, okay, so honestly, is that what y'all call? Or, I mean, because my definition of jacking off is I take me a motherfucking thing of Vaseline, Jergens, or whatever the fuck you use, and you whack
on it. Petroleum jelly, man. Petroleum jelly.
Whatever the case is. I mean, but pussy was involved. In my case, pussy was involved. I'm fucking. I didn't want to come in you. So when I felt it coming, I pulled out of you, and I bust wherever I bust it. I mean, is that considered jacking off?
If you grabbed it with your hand, yeah.
I'll stand corrected then. I guess I jacked off, but I put it this way. I never jacked off where I wasn't in no pussy then. I mean,
so you never sat in the bathroom and choked
a
chicken?
And hell no. Never.
Don't bullshit me.
Never. 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 Didn't have to. Always had pussy on that. Always had pussy on deck. Didn't have to. I mean, I don't understand. How's that jacking off when I'm fucking? I mean, I'm literally fucking you. I'm fucking you. It's about to come. I pull out. I don't want to bust on the motherfucking, I might not want to bust on my sheets. So I pull my dick over towards your face. Or your stomach or something. How's that? I don't understand how's that jacking off. But if y'all say it is, all right.
Nigga, please.
Man, it's okay, man. It's okay, dude. It's all right. I mean, it's a natural thing that a young man goes through. There's nothing wrong with it. You just feeling yourself, that's all. You're just expressing yourself. There ain't nothing wrong with it, dog.
I mean, I understand that, dog, but I mean, that's just not me.
You can admit to it, dude. Nobody's going to think less of you, man. Nobody's going to think you're less of a man or none of that shit, dude.
Dude, really. I just said, if y'all consider that jacking off, then yeah, I jacked off. But as far as me just walking in the bathroom with a magazine and some Vaseline, no. Or petroleum jelly, no, I've never done that.
Okay, well, I got a question. How young do guys start doing that?
I wouldn't know.
I discovered this shit watching the porno when I was nine.
Nine?
That shit felt good as hell.
And he ain't stopped yet.
I ain't stopped. straight up. That shit was the ball. Never felt nothing like that in my life. It was over. I fell in love with that shit. My woman tripping, fuck you. All right, here we go. I'll be back. I'm going to ride the bathroom. And then I picture Holly Berry.
Motherfucking, you know, Holly Berry wasn't even out when you was nine.
I'm talking about now, man. Talk about when I was nine.
Really? You still jacking off?
Don't worry about it, man. You missed the punchline a long time ago, dude.
I mean, no, seriously.
I left the door wide open for you, man. It took you too long to catch up, man.
I'm just saying, you still jacking off, though.
No, man, I don't jack off now, man. I just keep it down to, like, 3 times a week, man. So I really consider jacking off. Nobody caught on to that. God, people, okay, it must be time to end the show. we passed time. I didn't put myself out there like 2 good times and nobody caught on to them. Wick, you got any last words, man?
Great show, fellas. Great show. Loved it. You know what I'm saying? Father Time Cast. Catch y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a good one.
Peace. Janine?
Had a good time. See y'all tomorrow.
All right. Rev, holla at your boy.
It was a good show. I will get on the site and post my votes or whatever and blog.
You know, I still think you're sexy as hell. You know that, right?
Oh, well, thank you.
You should let me come visit you in New Mexico. I got a passport.
I mean, you can come to New... Hey, passport, you didn't have history, did you?
See, you come on to that right away, too. See, you with me. See, we here.
I mean, everybody say that, though, because, I mean, people just don't understand. I'm still in the United States.
I know, sweetheart. I've been just playing with you. But I do want to come see you. Can I see you naked? We ain't on the air no more, so can't nobody hear that but us. Just me and you. We the only ones on here. Everybody hung up.
Naked. I don't care about everybody hanging up, nigga. No, not naked.
Bra and panties?
No.
A house coat? Fuck it, a winter coat?
Put some wood around your house first. That's what you do.
Some what?
Put some wood and bricks around your house first. That's what you do. Because you're living in another world.
Here we go. All right, Rev, I'm going to holler at you. You ain't last words, dog?
Yeah, man. SinCity.Spruce.com, and I still don't jack off. So, y'all motherfuckers think that's jacking off. Oh, well. Peace.
Oh, man. Dude, just don't beat your meat on Sundays, man.
And we out.